This is Booth 46, live from Petorino's. Not just in the heart of the Loop, but the heart of the Loop. Surrounded by theater, culture, and Chicago's movers and shakers. Each episode brings you, as Irv Kupcinet used to say,
the lively art of conversation.
Local vibes, real conversations, and fresh ideas for experiencing the city. So pull up a chair, lean in, and let's dive into the stories that shape Chicago.
Here we are once again live from Petorino's restaurant in Chicago, Booth 46. Yeah. No. So that applause will actually get louder as we sit at this booth when I explain who is at the booth with me. I've got Barack and Michelle Obama, appearing in the musical 44 through September 21st at the Studebaker Theater, Fine Arts Building, 410 South Michigan Avenue. It is these guys who play who I just said, T.J. Yes. Wilkins and Shanice Now. Woo! Louder applause. And yes. Some of you, those two names may sound familiar, and for good reason. TJ, you were in, among other things,
yes.
The Voice.
Yes.
And you were one of the six finalists.
Yes, indeed.
Team Top Usher. 12.
Yes,
Shanice,
yes, sir.
Wow. You have been performing from I sound like this is your life announcer. You have been performing, but you have been from a very young age.
Yeah.
And you have a range that is Mariah Carey crazy.
Oh,
which
wow.
I will,
thanks for that compliment.
No, it is so true.
Thank you.
72 octaves, I believe.
72 yes. Now.
Yeah, 74 actually. Yes.
Really a 5-octave range.
Thank
when
you.
I saw the show 44.
Thank you.
I had a problem. And it was your fault.
Oh.
I only came with with one pair of eyeglasses. You hit notes that crack the glasses.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
All right. So I want to start with you, TJ.
Yes.
And you were, as I said, on Team Usher. You came out on The Voice.
Yes, sir.
And you sang Elton John's.
Yes.
Benny and the Jets. Why, of all the songs yes. in the world, I'm curious, why that particular song?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first off, I'm a huge Elton John fan. I think he's one of the greatest songwriters that ever lived. But also, I just wanted to kind of throw a curveball. And so, you know, the premise of The Voice is, you know, your voice being showcased first and the blind auditions. And I said, well, let's see how we can make this even more blind. Well, and my song choice.
Well, you know, the thing is that, I mean, so I said the name of that song.
Yes.
And all of you know that song,
oh,
right?
Yes.
I mean, everybody, well. I think everybody does.
Yes.
And in your head, you can hear the melody of the song.
Absolutely.
Can you hear the lyrics? So when yes. Lord knows, I'm not going to say anything bad about Elton John. Sir Elton John.
Sir Elton John,
but the
yes,
truth
sir.
Is, when you sang the song,
yes.
I said, now, and by the way, you could find this, friends, on YouTube or
oh, yes.
on iTunes or anywhere where music is sold, but I thought that's what he was saying in the song.
Oh yeah.
Yes. True.
Yes, we had to work on enunciation and diction.
Well, you had no problem with that.
Yes, yes.
How important is that, by the way? I mean, we've all heard songs on the radio that sound good, but you think
yeah.
what are they saying?
Right. You know, it's really important. Sometimes, you know, artists take artistic license in order to, you know, sell the emotion of a song rather than the words. But when you're doing a show like The Voice, it really means a lot for people to understand what you're saying and to be able to tell the story, much like how we do in 44.
Yes, so. Definitely 44. We have to do that.
It was good training ground.
Did you think that going from The Voice, first
yes.
of all, you were on Team Usher, which
yes.
I said.
Oh, yes,
I've got to.
Team Usher.
Yeah, so the thing I have failed now as a host, because
really?
At the very I have, because at the very beginning, my job is to ask, what are you drinking?
Oh,
so
yes.
what are you drinking?
Well, since we're at Petorino's, a fine Italian establishment, it's only right that I have an Aperol Spritz.
Absolutely. And
yes,
Shanice,
indeed.
You?
Well, I wanted a glass of red wine, but we have a show today, and
yep.
sometimes alcohol can kind of dry out my voice. So I'm just drinking a cup of chamomile tea.
And speaking of which, now I want you, TJ,
yes, sir,
to spill the tea regarding Usher.
Oh, my goodness.
What was it like to work with him?
Working with Usher was a dream come true, mainly because he is one of my childhood heroes. When I first started singing, he was one of the guys that I patterned everything after, the dancing, the singing, the appeal. And so when I was presented with him as a coach, it was a no-brainer. And when I say Usher was one of the most supportive people during that period for me, he pushed me to arrange my own music while on the show, to constantly push the envelope as far as the type of songs that I could do, and to broaden my horizons and broaden my my musical palette. And so I am forever grateful to him, and he gave me some really good advice. And one of the things that I'll share with you that he shared with me, he told me, he said, luck favors the prepared. So if you're always prepared, you're always ready for whatever opportunity comes your way. And I am thankful to him for that, because it's carried me to where we are today, sitting here with you.
The presidency, I
yes,
would
sir.
Say. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
So, Shanice, you began when you were quite young,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I signed with A&M Records when I was 11 years old.
That's young.
I won Star Search at 11. Shortly after that, I got my record deal with A&M. I was 11 years old when I signed, and I was 14 when my first album came out. It wasn't I Love Your Smile. I did that like 4 years later. So I was
Which
like
was a hit record for you.
Yes.
As well, I want to ask you about another song.
Okay.
Yesterday,
yes.
But that's not the song.
Not by the Beatles.
That's a different, right.
Yeah.
It's not Lennon and McCartney. And your song, Yesterday... I'm not sure what happened there. You say you would only hurt you if I stayed, or I would only hurt you if I stayed.
Yes.
That's a line in the song.
Yes.
Now, I don't know who the you is. I don't know what the story, but I will tell you, I was like crying.
Oh, thank
hearing
you.
The song because
I was crying when I was writing, like, I co-wrote
wrote
the song.
That?
I co-wrote
uh-huh.
the song.
So who's that about,
And
really?
It's actually about a guy who broke up with me, and I reversed it and made it look like in the song. I was thinking about the stuff he said to me when he broke up with me, and I made it look like in the song, like, I was breaking up with somebody, but it was actually some words that someone told me that left me. Which was he did me a favor because I've been married 25 years, so I got my, you know, my husband. I've been married 25 years, so it was. I'm glad that relationship didn't work, but so that's what I did. I flipped some lyrics some words that someone said to me in the past.
And I, in my research, my extensive research, I mean, you've worked with a lot of people.
Yes.
One of them, Ella Fitzgerald, is that true?
Yes, I was 8 years old. I had just moved from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania to California, and my mom found me a commercial agent. I went out on my first audition, and it was to scat with Ella Fitzgerald in
what?
A Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial, and
I booked it. I want you to say that one more time.
I got to scat with Ella Fitzgerald at 8 years old.
In a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yes, on YouTube.
I'd love to say, what did you scat about? Chicken?
About chicken. Yeah. About chicken.
Can you tell me a little, if you remember,
well, she
how
said,
that went?
She said, I sing scat, they do that like nobody else, right? And she looks at me and I go, she do ba do ba do ba, Kentucky Fried Chicken, they do chicken, right? And I was 8 singing that.
At 8 years old,
yeah.
Did you have any appreciation who you were singing with?
I knew she was something special because my mom, my family was like jumping up and down when I got the part. And I'm like, who is this lady? So shortly after
who
that.
Who is this old lady at that point?
So shortly after that, my mom started playing her music around the house. Mm. And I'm like, she's incredible. So I'm just like honored that I got to work with her at such a young age. And she's a legend. And my daughter is 24 years old. And Ella Fitzgerald is like her favorite singer. So I'm like, wow, that's just deep.
Is your daughter a singer, or is she just?
Yes, she sings.
Really?
She writes. She acts. She wants to follow in my husband our footsteps.
What does your husband do?
My husband's an actor. His name is Flex Alexander. He had a TV show called One on One like years ago. He's been on Snakes on the Plane with Sam Jackson. He's done several movies.
Did he meet the snakes?
They actually during the movie, they threw a bucket of snakes on him, live snakes.
What?
Like real snakes. On him. Because they wanted to get a real reaction, and they did.
I bet they did.
So, yeah.
I want to talk more about 44.
Yes.
And you're performing the show not only in Chicago, but headed
to the Big Apple.
Yes, sir.
And we will talk about that. But first, I want to talk about where we happen to be at. That's Pettorino's Restaurant. It, of course, is in Chicago's downtown theater district. It's always Pettorino's, where, by the way, on the wall, you could see the real Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, and pretty soon you guys, I bet.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
I'm thinking that might happen. Pettorino's has jazz every Monday night. Al fresco style, as long as the weather cooperates with that, which hopefully will be a little while longer. You can even bring your pooch to sit outside if you are so inclined. But their menu is incredible if you like food, particularly yes. like Italian food. This place has been around for a very long time. It's very crowded, and there's a reason for that. So make reservations, and you get the vibe here.
Yes.
It's fun. For delicious Italian food, and you never know who you're going to see here. So many of these people on the wall have actually been here. Wow. That's Pettorino's, and it's always Pettorino's if you happen to be downtown in Chicago, adjacent to the Goodman Theater. All right, so today, forever, or yesterday, today, and forever?
Yes, sir.
Tell me what those three words mean.
Wow. Well, yesterday, today, forever is symbolic for the love of music. And
that
the
happens
style of
to
music.
Be...
Yes, and that also stands for the name of my album that I just released, my latest release, with Lyric, in association with Lyric House Company. And I am so excited. A classic soul album. That's
it's
a nod.
Really good, too. Really good.
Thank you, Shani.
Well, you are like classic soul.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you truly are. I mean, I hear some of your music, and I don't know who I hear. It could be Smokey Robinson.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I mean, really.
Wow, thank you.
And friends, if...
I hear like a little Marvin Gaye.
Yep. Marvin Gaye, a little Stevie Wonder, The Temptations.
Stevie, yeah.
All the greats that I grew up on. And this was that album was my nod to all of the people who influenced me as an artist. Sam Cooke. How could I forget Sam Cooke?
Yes.
And so many others.
Who would you like to meet? Because you've met many of some of those folks anyway.
Yes,
who would you
sir.
Like to meet that you haven't?
Oh, my goodness, that I haven't met yet?
Who's still alive? If not,
I know,
it's
right?
Gonna be tough. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I would definitely love to meet Smokey Robinson, and I would love to also meet Paul McCartney as well.
Oh,
two of the greatest songwriters, in my opinion, of the last century. You know, two people who are so poetic in their writing and have written millions of songs between the two of them. And just huge influences on me as an artist. I would love to meet those gentlemen and pick their brains.
All right, Shanice, you kind of broke ground on Broadway. Mm-hmm. You played in Les Miserables.
Yes.
Explain how you broke ground, and thank you for doing that. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. So, when I joined Les Miserables, I was the first African-American to play Eponine on Broadway. So that was like a big deal.
Did you feel like pressure at that point? Or
no, I was really young, and I didn't feel pressure. I was excited. Like, I was just really excited to be on that stage and to be the first black female to have that role. So that was just a big deal. I didn't feel pressure. Richard J. Alexander hired me. He was the producer of the show. And he saw I Love Your Smile, the video. And he's like, I want her for Eponine. And reached out to me. And we made it happen. And still to this day, we're still very good friends to this day, myself and Richard. So
you're walking down the street. You're in Chicago.
I'm in Chicago.
Yeah. And you happen to bump into the Obamas. The real Obamas. Because you play Barack, you play Michelle.
Yes.
What TJ do you tell the former president of the United States?
Oh, my goodness. I stop him and I just tell him thank you. Thank
wow,
you
say
for
thank you
the work, the sacrifice, the hours that you put in to do your best to try to make this country a great place to be and a great place to live and thrive. You know, oftentimes being in office probably is a thankless job more times than most.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you showing us what excellence looks like in the highest office. And then I would challenge them to a game of basketball.
Shanice.
So, yeah, I mean, TJ said it all. I would definitely thank him. And I would say thank you to Michelle, too, because it takes a team.
Yes.
Like, I mean.
Well, they were a team.
Yeah,
yeah. Is that something that you, in researching the roles, that you agree that, yeah, yes. they yeah. were actually a team.
Like, yes, you know, during his hardest times, like, you know, Michelle just, she had his back. And, you know, and I love, the thing I love about both of them is they kept it classy the whole time. Even now, like, you don't hear, like, a bunch of bad rumors or controversy or, you know, they're just so classy. And I just love how she stands by her man and how she's like, when he's feeling down, she keeps him lifted up. And I just love it. So yes. being a part of this show is a dream come true for me.
Likewise. So.
All right. Now we've got the most important part of this production. The ice cream.
Oh,
it is the
nice.
Best peppermint. This ice cream is Broadway in a bowl.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
And it will change your life.
Oh,
I can
so
assure you. So you need
yes.
to have this now.
All right.
And then get 4 gallons to take back with you.
Yes, I will gladly. All right.
You should. You should. All right. So now the questions I need to ask that I ask all the guests at Booth 46 on this podcast. What is, I'll start with you, Shanice, ladies first in this case. What is the best job you've ever had?
The best job I've ever had, I would say, is being a wife and a mother. Mm. You know, I have 2 beautiful kids, wonderful husband, and that they bring me so much joy. You know, they bring joy to my life. So that's the best job I've ever had, I would say.
TJ?
Oh, my goodness. For me, I would have to say it'd be being in 44, playing President Obama. I've looked up, somebody who I've looked up to for a great part of my life.
I doubt it. How tall are you? You don't look up to anybody.
The doctor says I'm 6'5". but it really has been an amazing journey. And this job is so cool because we get to sit here and we get to talk to you. We got to spend time in Chicago. We're headed to the Big Apple.
Yeah, congratulations on that.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And it just feels like a dream come true.
The worst job, Shanice. She's thinking now, what can it be? It's when the PR people said, you've got to do this podcast.
No. To be honest with you, because the way I'm having a hard time with this question, because for so many years, I love what I do. And I started out at 11 years old.
Well,
so this
kind of only
I've
done
only
this.
Been, yeah, yeah. I've never had a 9-to-5 job. I've always made money through music, and this is what I love. So I can't say I have, like, there's a job that I could say was my worst.
Do you write your
job.
Own music?
Yeah.
You enjoy that?
I love it.
Okay,
I love,
so that's not
I love
the worst.
Writing. I love acting. I love singing. I love dancing. I just love it all. So,
the worst job you've ever had?
I don't have the worst job
I've ever had. Oh, I will say I can't call it the worst. It might have been the least glamorous job I've had. I was a UPS delivery man.
Oh wow!
Oh,
yes,
that's where that package.
I didn't know that.
I was during the pandemic, and it while it wasn't as glamorous as being on stage, I made it fun.
What city was that in?
In Los Angeles. So I was fighting through traffic. I was in apartment buildings delivering packages to folks who needed it, especially during the holiday season.
Did you sing holiday songs as you delivered the packages?
You know what? Sometimes I did.
He's so not shy, so I could imagine.
I had to make it fun, and that was really fun. I got to sing all day on my route. So.
And what makes you, aside from peppermint ice cream,
yes, sir,
the happiest?
Wow. Oh, my goodness. What makes me the happiest is bringing other people joy. You know, to be able to inspire somebody or to be able to just give a smile on the street, you know, or pay a compliment, know that I positively affected someone's day. brings me a lot of joy, and it makes me feel like
you're bringing joy every day on stage.
Thank you, Steve.
If you look back and look at those smiles, yes, you know, the lights are in your eyes. I know it's hard to see.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, there are lots of smiles looking back at you. And Shanice, what makes you the happiest?
It's a couple of things. Like, I hate to go back to my family, but of course my family makes me happy. And also the fans. I have the best supporters.
Didn't you just
ever.
Come back from Japan?
I was in Japan with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And Japan is like my favorite place to visit.
Why?
I love Japan. Because I love the people are so like supportive and they make you feel good. They're just kind and just like very supportive. Once they love you forever.
Mm.
You know, sometimes here in the States, like they may love you, but sometimes a lot of people like they like who's hot at the moment
whatever. Yeah,
but in Japan, it's like once they love you, it's like that's it.
What do you think it is about your music that they love?
Well, I think I Love Your Smile is such a happy song. And I've had people tell me, I was so depressed, and then I Love Your Smile came on, and it actually made me feel good. And I think that's probably what it is the song uplifts your spirits, and it makes you feel good, makes you happy. And that's the thing, when I did the song, I thought it was too, I told the record company, it's too happy. People are going to think I'm corny because it's so happy. And they're like, no, we're going to put it out, and that's it. And they put it out, and overnight it just like went up the charts. So I'm
sure
so glad they didn't listen to me.
Yep.
But
so when you still go on stage and sing that song for now the 1,348,000, I mean, is it challenging?
No. It never, I promise you, I'm not saying this because it sounds good. It never gets old. Like, I feel like a new artist. Every time I hit the stage and I in the crowd singing my song, I'm just like, it makes me feel so good inside. Like, sometimes I'll go to the mall, and it'll come on in the mall, or I'll be at the I was at the dentist one time getting my teeth cleaned, and I Love Your Smile came. I promise you. And it just makes me happy every time.
So did you do one of those when the dentist had
I told him. I said, that's me! That's me! That's my record!
Did you try to sing along?
No,
and
I couldn't.
It sounded like, because the dentist has his hands in your mouth.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. But it's just, I'm just so grateful that to have longevity in this business, and to, after like 30-something years, to be still, you know, being able to do what I love. So, and so, I'm so grateful to be a part of 44. I love 44.
Speaking of which, why should people go see 44 in Chicago? Well, they still can at the Fine Arts Building at the Studebaker Theater, or, because podcasts are heard everywhere in New York City, you can see it as well very, very soon. So, why should people go see that? They're looking at one another.
I don't want to over-talk. Oh, so okay. Go ahead.
No, well, I would say that people should go see 44 because now more than ever, we need to be reminded of how great this nation truly is with all of our differences and the things that make us different. That's the beautiful thing about America. And 44 is a show for everybody, whether you are a Democrat, Republican,
it's true.
You know, whatever your political beliefs are, this show is for you because it's not a political show.
It's fun.
It's fun.
It's so much fun.
It's fun. And we're able to,
we need that right now, the
responsibility of artists. It's our job to hold up a mirror to society and say, look at us. And like, let's laugh and let's celebrate our differences rather than vilify each other for being different.
So well put. But I can add one more thing.
Yes, sir.
Your voices. Both of you.
Thank you. Really, and I love singing with him.
I love singing with
sometimes
you.
Sometimes he's on stage and I forget we're acting. I'm like, oh my gosh, he's amazing. Like, his voice is so, it's so great, you know.
I'm
having the time of my life, and I'm so honored to sing with him. And I agree with TJ, like, right now, this show, the timing is so perfect because with the chaos going on in the world and politics right now, when you come to our show, you kind of forget about what you're seeing on the news and on, you know, on social media. And it's just, the music is so like uplifting and fun. It makes you want to dance, makes you want to cry. Yeah. I've had people tell me that it was so good and it just took me back to a time, you know, in life when it was just like, when you felt good, everything was just great and, you know, and so it's just a good way to just get away from what's really happening right now.
But I will tell you, the theater you're going to in New York is the Daryl Roth Theater.
Yes.
And I really ought to call them and warn them, because if they do have glass,
yeah,
they better increase their insurance. You're going to break that glass with your...
Thank you.
You guys are terrific.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you can see them, if you happen to be in Chicago, right now, at this very moment, at the Studebaker Theater, Fine Arts Building, 410 South Michigan Avenue, 44 the Musical. He plays Barack. She plays Michelle. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Steve. Thanks for having
us.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you.
And you guys are terrific. Oh, it's gone.
As you can see, I didn't like it. I really didn't like it. I was being kind. No, but that was amazing.
It is.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure it is.
It will change your life, I said.
I enjoyed it for you. You weren't kidding. It's Broadway in a glass.
Thank you.
That's a wrap from Booth 46 at Pederino's, where the loop comes to life. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, keep the conversation going and keep exploring Chicago.